This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. The Asian Development Bank projecting China's economic growth at 6.7% this year and 6.4% for 2018. ADB is saying better than expected external demand, proactive fiscal policies, and strong domestic consumption combining to drive up China's economic growth. China's economy expanding 6.9% through the first half of 2017, with consumption, services, and innovation sectors taking up larger roles in the economy. For the remainder of 2017, the ADB forecasting that consumption will remain the main driver of growth of the economy as incomes rise and consumer confidence strengthens. Research estimating China's new economy will account for 12% of the country's annual GDP this year. New economic sectors have been growing quite steadily, contributing 8% of GDP in 2014. The report describing this as a sign of early success concerning China's development strategy of innovation and industrial integration. It's also predicting that the output of China's strategic emerging industries, such as new energy and advanced manufacturing, will account for around 10% of China's total GDP this year. Authorities suggesting China will take further measures to lower its corporate debt levels. Officials say they plan to focus on cutting debt levels at state-owned enterprises by improving their governance structure and pushing mixed ownership reforms. To that end, the government will also work on setting up debt-to-ratio warning lines for different industries. The country will also use market-based and legal means to address zombie companies while encouraging mergers and acquisitions. China's overall leverage ratio at nearly 258% of GDP as of the end of the first quarter of this year, slightly up from the 257% at the end of last year. Three Israelis are dead, another seriously wounded, after a Palestinian gunman opened fire at a border checkpoint north of Jerusalem. Israeli police say the suspect opened fire at Israeli security forces at the back gate of a fenced-off settlement, which is often used by Palestinian workers as a crossing point into Israeli territory. It's not clear if those killed are Israeli soldiers. The gunman, later shot and killed by security forces, police have yet to provide a possible motive for the attack. French Parliament has begun debating a proposed anti-terrorism law, which would replace the emergency measures currently in place in the country. France has been under a state of emergency since radical suicide bombers and gunmen killed 130 people in Paris in November of 2015. French Interior Minister Gérard Collomb telling lawmakers that the threat in France remains high. Collomb also saying that 20 known attacks have been prepared in France since the beginning of this year, with 12 prevented, 4 carried out, and 4 failing. Indonesian officials say the number of evacuees rising to more than 57,000 as a volcano in Bali has the potential to erupt. That compares to over 48,000 as of Monday. Seismic activity at Gunung Anang on the resort island is continuing to increase, Indonesia raising the alert to the highest level for the volcano. China and the Philippines fully affirming the positive results achieved so far in their anti-drug cooperation, vowing to further strengthen their cooperation in this regard in the future. The comments and the pledge come as officials from the two countries met recently on the sidelines of the 11th ASEAN Ministerial Meeting on Transnational Crimes. Two sides saying that China and the Philippines have achieved fruitful results in anti-drug efforts and the current cooperation has entered an increasingly good period. Chinese side reiterating that the Chinese government maintains a zero-tolerance policy on illicit drugs, calling on the two sides to further enhance collaborative efforts to bust drug smugglers. Huang Xinguo, former acting Communist Party chief and mayor of Tianjin, being sentenced to 12 years in prison for taking bribes of over 40 million yuan, or around $6 million. He's also been fined 3 million yuan, according to a court in Hebei. The court finding that between 1994 and 2016, Huang taking advantage of his various positions to seek benefits regarding land usage and promotions for others. He's also used his power and status to seek illegal benefits for others through other officials. In return, he accepted gifts and money worth some 40 million yuan by himself or through others. China Unicom announcing the establishment of a big data unit in its latest effort to seek new growth as traditional markets shrink. The new subsidiary will make full use of the telecom carrier's advantage in cross-industry data collection and integration so as to offer other services as information sharing, transactions, risk control, and travel. Officials saying the company welcomes external investment and also wants to expand cooperation with strategic investors taking part in China Unicom's mixed ownership reforms. China Unicom transforming its business patterns in the face of challenges in the broadband market and shrinking revenues from its fixed-line voice services. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.